Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, at this point, it would have been good to do a good Alex Jones impersonation, though I'm not very good at it. Jack Blood sitting in for the one and only Alex Jones, who will be back any day. This is the last day I am guarding the broadcast, the last day I'm sitting in the chair here at InfoWars Studio. I appreciate everybody showing me a little bit of respect anyway and treating me as you would want to be treated yourself. A lot of news to cover. Paul Joseph Watson joining us in about 5 minutes after the next commercial break. Going back to your calls, we got a roll going here. I think it's Scott in Texas. Scott, you're on.
Yeah, Jack.
What's the show I'm doing again? Alex Jones Show. Go for it.
Okay. Did you watch The Towers Fall on live TV?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I was sitting in the living room with some friends, and we kind of all noticed it at the same time. I can't remember if it was one of the towers or both of them, but we thought the tower was going to fall over. Did you notice it started to lean in one direction?
You're talking about the South Tower. Once it pancakes, I use that word humorously, once it gets down to about two-thirds of the way, it seems to kind of tilt and lean over a little bit, and then it corrects itself and falls back into place.
No, this was before it started collapsing.
You have to refresh my memory. I mean, there's a lot to remember here. I vaguely know what you're talking about. Make the point, though.
Well, but before the tower collapsed, we were watching it on live TV. You know, after the airplanes hit, of course, it's live TV. They're just watching the towers.
Yeah.
Okay, it looked to us like the tower started leaning to the right. Of course, I don't know what direction that would be, but it started leaning. We thought the tower was going to fall. And
well,
then it started
collapsing. Doesn't that make sense? If what they say happened really happened, wouldn't it tilt over and fall on a number of other buildings there in lower Manhattan?
Well, if it was going to tilt...
Once it starts tilting, how does it manage to somewhat correct itself?
It didn't correct itself. It just started collapsing.
Oh, I missed that. So the tower fell over sideways and landed on all kinds of buildings?
It started to lean.
Yeah.
It was leaning.
And then what happened? It fell into itself?
Then it collapsed.
Yeah. Into itself.
Yeah. But I've heard you talk about the things in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
The molten metal, and that's what maybe... Because nobody ever picked up on it, and we just kind of forgot about it. But if they were melting the beams or foundation structure, I just wonder if anybody's ever examined the video to see that the tower actually did start leaning before it collapsed.
Did you catch yesterday's program?
Most of it.
Yeah, Painful Questions is Eric Hupschmidt's book, and it's very comprehensive. It would definitely include what you're talking about, I think, to the best analysis that's out there. I'd recommend picking that up, Painful Questions by Eric Hupschmidt, because it shows you scientifically everything involved with how those towers fell, what they were made of, what the physics involved has to say about it. But, I mean, you make the point that I often bring up, that if the planes actually hit the tower and the fire started bringing down the tower, wouldn't the towers lean over and fall on some of the other buildings rather than just fall into their own footprints, which is basically what they did. So
it's almost miraculous that it would fall into a heap.
Right.
You know?
Well, those box cutters can do a lot of damage, can't they?
Oh, they're wicked, man.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Hope to see you tonight. I'm doing a little soiree here in Austin, Texas. I'll let you know about that before the show is over. Tom, in Florida, you're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I've got a lot of things I'd like to talk about. Just referring to your last caller, think how miraculous it would be for each one of those columns to have melted exactly at the same moment to bring that thing down completely in column. That's the art of demolition. Each underpinning of a building has to be exploded at exactly the same...
I think miraculous is even an understatement.
Correct.
Tom, so, I'm going to have to talk to Paul Joseph Watson, but I will leave you on. We'll bring you back up, and you can ask Paul Joseph Watson these specific questions. Also, Jim in New York and others patiently holding. Paul Joseph Watson coming up. Order out of chaos. That's exactly the deal. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network, InfoWars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 25th day of January 2006. You are tuned into the Alex Jones program. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones one more time. He's a tough shoes to fill. Every once in a while, some electrodes go off in the chair, prompting me to say something Jones-esquian, I guess would be the term. Paul Joseph Watson is with us. I got to tell you, folks, you often hear from Alex and from Paul, what great work this is, and they're exactly right. But you might feel that that's biased, as this is their work. But I'll tell you, as a single, standalone broadcaster up in Providence, Rhode Island, when I first saw Order Out of Chaos, I just fell in love with it, and here's why I like it. I mean, it talks about elite-sponsored terrorism, talks about the New World Order, talks about prior knowledge and 9/11, but what I loved about it is everything in it is sourced. There are hyperlinks throughout the book so that you can go look at the information for yourself. You don't have to just believe it because it's in a book. And I think it's an extremely useful tool. This is almost a manual, and you could take this out to the street. You can take this to your friends, family, coworkers. And you could really make an impact. It's shocking. Some of the information is so shocking. And I got to tell you, Paul, I've used your book as a reference many times. I know when I interviewed Dory Gold, who was former ambassador to the United States from Israel, and I used some of your quotes in your book to prove to him that Israel had funded Hamas, Israel had funded Hezbollah, that infiltrated these groups, and therefore it was a complete illusion that there was some type of a struggle going on there. Paul Joseph Watson joins us now on the Alex Jones Show. Paul, good to have you.
Good to be here, Jack.
It's been a long time since I've had you on the air, but, I mean, this book, Order Out of Chaos, and I know that's not what you're here to talk about, but I want people to know, I mean, what is it, about 2 years old? It's still extremely relevant.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was talking about torture in that in August 2003 when it was published. And as you mentioned, that's the thing that most people like about the book. You buy a lot of Patriot books, and they're great books, but there's no sources, there's no footnotes. That's the only thing in my socialist brainwashing course at university that I really learned to do, was how to do correct footnotes and source everything. So that enhances its credibility, which is why a lot of people see it as a useful tool.
Yeah, and the links, of course, are going to mainstream news articles, which get spiked, which disappear. If the hyperlinks don't work, obviously you'll know how to Google them, and the entire text of the story, it is saved forever in this book, Order Out of Chaos. Of course, you can get that by going to Infowars.com. We're going to give out more information where you can not only get this great book, but the excellent videos that Alex Jones produces, Prison Planet TV. There's a big special going on with that. Here's where I want to start today. It may not be the most adequate starting point, but George Galloway just won his libel suit today against one of the newspapers in England, and he's also on the Big Brother version of the American TV show there in England. I hear he's getting voted out. You want to comment on any of that?
He basically, in Britain, he's been turned into a cartoon character for appearing on that show. I believe that his intentions were genuine because, I mean, that's something we can talk about later. Trying to kind of hijack the popular mediums of culture that the establishment media uses to brainwash people via celebrity television, sports, etc., and turning them round to our own advantage. So that's kind of what Galloway's done. They tried to lambast him because he was acting out a scene whereby in the show they made him act like a cat, and then Drudge posted it on his front page that, you know, anti-war hero disgraces himself, and it was blown up out of all proportion when he was actually just acting for a part in the show.
Right.
But Drudge used that to smear anybody who's anti-war. So the media, the Labour Party in Britain, are trying to use it to castigate him, but on the whole, it's a good platform to get the information out and to, you know, make people look further.
Are there any tangible results you can see? In other words, you know, more people being influenced, because I can't watch the show over here, Paul, so I don't have to trust you if you've seen it. I mean, how much time do they give him for dialogue to talk about, for instance, some of the things he said to Congress here in the United States about the war?
Well, very little, obviously, but the simple fact that he's on there heightens interest. So whereby, you know, people go to Google and type in George Galloway, and on the first couple of pages, an article that I wrote with Alex will pop up where he's talking about how the government might stage terror. So just heightening his public presence leads people down those different rabbit holes into uncovering information. So it, you know, it gives them more chance of finding the truth. It's just the fact that he's on there.
More positive than negative in this case.
I believe so. I haven't seen enough of it to make a firm judgment, because you know, I can't stand the thing. But
right, yeah. You know, well, it's funny. People love a show called Big Brother where they're always on camera and they're forced to do things that humiliate themselves. I mean, it almost sounds like real life here, as we're always on camera and forced to do things to humiliate ourselves as we're on some kind of a stage and we're actors in this big movie and this big illusion. David Icke also tried out for the show and I guess decided not to be part of it. Talk to me about this winning this libel suit for Galloway. How important is this for George Galloway?
It's important for Galloway. I don't know how important it will be for the general public, because they only see the first story. So the Telegraph came out and said that they'd discovered these documents, which of course later turned out to be complete fraudulent, saying that Galloway had taken payments from Saddam. I'm not in total lockstep about many of Galloway's policies. I mean, he is a socialist at the end of the day, but from the things that he said that have made the headlines and his appearance in the US, I mean, those are positives. But it again reaffirms the fact that anyone who stands up and challenges the authority of the official line is castigated, but he's been vindicated again by this lawsuit.
Again is the operative term there. What's the big news story that you're covering now? I know there are a number of issues in the news, including this Russian general that seems to have surfaced and is talking about 9/11 as well as global governance. We've got this incident in Pakistan, and of course the Prime Minister Shaukat Aziz, not Tariq Aziz, folks, Shaukat Aziz. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, saying that the incident that reported by the U.S. that they were there at its bombing some dinner party with head Taliban leaders in Pakistan sounded bizarre to him. You want to comment on any of that?
Well, yeah, the Russian general went public, said 9/11 was an inside job, said the war on terror was manufactured. And again, another positive aspect of a whistleblower coming forward and saying that. But you can take another perspective on it, which we can analyze, which is, you know, his solution is kind of like a left-wing world government. Many times you'll hear Alex and others talk about people opposing the fascist right-wing world government and saying that the only solution to it is to erect a peaceful left-wing world government under UN auspices.
Right.
And that, from the limited comments from the article that were his solutions, he advocates world religion and world government from what I can see. So you can kind of throw in a dose of skepticism on it.
Yeah, is this because he's just not educated on, I guess, some of the issues? He doesn't understand the global government is going over the cliff either at 60 miles an hour or 90 miles an hour. You're still going over the cliff? Because I picked that up from the story as well. I wasn't sure if that was purposeful disinformation, if he's trying to work some type of magic here, or if indeed he just believes that and he's misinformed.
I don't know, because if you read the whole article, the guy's obviously educated. He talks about the modern face of terrorism and its kind of symbiosis with how the media report it, which means that an act of terrorism only becomes that if it's defined as that by the media. So, as you just mentioned, in Pakistan, innocent people will be bombed and killed in the pursuit of a political agenda, which would normally be defined as terrorism. But, you know, if the US government's doing it, then it's fine and dandy. So he points that fact out, which is kind of in-depth, suggests that he's very informed on the inside issues.
Mm-hmm.
He lays out the fact that the secret services and intelligence elements of any major power always control the high echelons of any extremist movement, which we confirmed over and over, from Gladio to the neo-Nazis in Germany to the London bombing mastermind being an MI6 asset to Israel's creation of Hamas. So he's obviously engaged and informed on those issues, but...
Yeah, he mentions a free trade gulag. I mean, these types of issues, these are buzzwords against globalism. But in a way, I mean, again, as you mentioned, he has some utopian solution, which doesn't sound a lot different than what George Bush or John Kerry would push for.
Well, this is a quote, to associate, this is his solution, or one of them, quote, to associate under the United Nations the scientific elites in the design and promotion of the philosophical concepts of the human being of the 21st century. Now, to me, that kind of reads like secular humanism.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't be out of place in Brave New World. So without the luxury of him going into any further depth, at face value, when I read something like that, it sets off the alarm bells. And on the world religion point, he says, to organize the interaction of all religious denominations in the world on behalf of the stability of humanity's development, security, and mutual support. So again, it's too ambiguous not to rule out the possibility that he's kind of advocating a global religion as the savior of mankind, which is obviously another mechanism whereby power is centralized and taken out of the hands of the people.
Sure. I know Webster Tarpley actually is a peer of his. They've done some speaking engagements together. I've been speaking to Webster off the air, and we'll have him on my program on Thursday. He's going to drop several bombshells. Maybe we'll move to the other bombshell that Tarpley is planning to drop on my program, and which I think has already somewhat been sketched out, and that is certainly related to the drills in Carolina again, second point of drills, and how the first drills potentially had something to do with a military coup and the general.
Yeah. These drills are very interesting because there was also one concerning the Sears Tower last year, which was apparently foiled at the last minute, but people on the internet had predicted an attack on the day, and on that day, an attack was apparently foiled. So
well, hold on to that. Let's flesh that out a little bit more on the other side of this break. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Our guest, Paul Joseph Watson. Stay tuned.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Let me tell you how to get Paul Joseph Watson's book. the great material produced here at Alex Jones Productions. Order Out of Chaos is the book. Like I said, it is a must-have. If you don't have this on your library shelf, I believe there is a gaping abyss, a hole there, and I'd like you to fill that by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can simply go to Infowars.com. A lot of specials right now, folks. You want to take advantage of this, including an extremely low price, even 3 months free with a one-year subscription to Prison Planet TV, where you can see all of the videos. You can see PDF files of the books. You can see the Alex Jones TV program, which airs here locally on cable access in Austin, Texas, something I watch religiously. You can have access to so many different works from so many different researchers that it's almost a no-brainer. You want to subscribe to PatriotTV.net as soon as you can. If you've got a computer, you've got broadband, you want to get right on there. But, of course, a lot of specials, including specials on Alex's new film, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's three documentaries in one. Now, again, I can say this as an unbiased person. I'm not getting paid in any way, shape, or form, though the electric shocks are running through my chair. No, but seriously, folks, I love these films. I myself have used these films to wake people up. It really shows you what one person can do. One person can make a documentary like this. One person can write Order Out of Chaos. One person can take these books, take this material out to thousands and thousands of people who can, again, take it out to thousands and thousands of people. It's very simply, again, a no-brainer. A lot of specials right now. This is the time to get in. They're really making it easy for you, folks. Call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com and really jump on board here, because these are the material. Who can remember all this stuff? Honestly, Alex Jones can, maybe Paul Joseph Watson can, they're superhuman. The rest of us cannot, and I have a very difficult time with it myself, so it's helpful to have the materials with you that you can use. Let the presentation speak for itself. Infowars.com, 888-253-3139. Paul Joseph Watson with us. We're about to go to your calls here in the next segment. I want Paul to cover this nuclear exercise, which is happening January 31st to February 2nd in Charleston, South Carolina. Of course, Paul, this is right around the time the Patriot Act expires.
Right. Yeah, that's the danger. We outlined that they had extended it as kind of a paper tiger for 6 months, so then they could have such an event and say, look, we needed the Patriot Act, now we need a stronger Patriot Act. The new one has provisions for a federal police force that directly states it. We had that article up a couple of days ago. Obviously, there's a danger that we're going to be seen as the boy who cried wolf, as happened last time, where we said there's a drill on this day focusing on Charleston, and obviously nothing happened. But if we were to become complacent in light of the fact that two drills for 9/11 and the London bombings, we know all about the 9/11 drills with the war games, and with the London bombings, the Visor Consultants exercises, which focused on an exercise involving attacking the exact same spots at the exact same time as happened on 7th of July. Just the odds of one of those happening, never mind two combined, which directly mirror what eventually took place, is enough for us to be on guard for similar things in the future. So we will continue to highlight these drills because it, you know, it puts them off from making them go live. If it's already been highlighted that that's the potential, then it lessens the chance of it happening. So people may say we're fear-mongering to some extent, but, you know, it's better than just being complacent.
Right. I mean, I think we should just kind of naturally know if the military is running a drill in your area, it's better to be prepared. I mean, you don't have to go crazy or anything, but at least to be prepared, to keep your eyes open. We should be prepared anyway, of course. We shouldn't have to wait for a drill to do it. And we shouldn't have to get out and, as you say, cry wolf. I mean, look, you warn them, and because you warn them, perhaps you divert the actual live exercise from turning into a reality rather than a drill. How does it tie into General Kevin Burns, four-star general, who apparently, allegedly, might have tried to stop one of these exercises from going live?
Well, yeah, he was fired for doing so.
He was fired for some sexual misconduct, I believe, was the cover story?
That's the given reason, yeah. But from my understanding, it's completely illegal to outright fire him without some kind of panel debating it without it being authorized by several other people.
Generals don't get fired. They retire to go home and spend more time with their family, as in the case of Tommy Franks, Paul Bremer, and the rest of them. We'll come right back with your calls. More with Paul Joseph Watson. This is the Alex Jones Show, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Show. Alex will be back any day. He is loaded with some of the best guests in the business. You're not going to miss the return of Alex Jones. Paul Joseph Watson with us now, at least for the next hour. Paul will help me take some of your calls, which we're about to go to in a minute. 1-800-259-9231. I believe the phone lines are loaded, but if somebody drops off, you can certainly get in at 800-259-9231. Toll free. Paul, do you want to do any more on Kevin Burns and this nuclear exercise in Charleston, or do you want to move to something else? It's your ball. Run with it.
I wrote an article a couple of days ago on the website which highlighted the fact that exam papers being taken by students both in England and America are containing questions which ask the student to respond about what the debunkers would call conspiracy theories about 9/11.
Yeah.
So You can look at that again two ways. It doesn't necessarily have to be a conspiracy that, you know, the government is fearful and trying to gauge public sentiment by including these exam questions. But it boils down to the fact that just the simple fact that the questions in the exam proves that the alternative truth movement, or whatever you want to call it, is percolating down into popular culture. So now people like Eminem writing songs and doing videos about 9/11 being an inside job.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again,
but it goes deeper than that, certainly, because, yes, I covered this article on yesterday's program, Paul. Yes, they put these test questions in order to gauge, I guess, your political dissent qualities. More vetting, I think, would be a good way, more of initiation. But what happens when you answer the questions incorrectly, according to the test, so to speak, is that you are kind of pushed in a corner and urged to revise your answers.
Well, yeah, in the case of this A-level student in England, which is an exam taken by 18-year-olds, she was taken aside at the end of the exam after discovering that none of the other students had had the same questions, and she was told that if she kept her mouth shut and didn't tell anyone about it, then she would get a good mark by the exam board head. So it's very strange, you know, why they're doing that. There was a test for 10th graders in Washington State, which was kind of like a patriotism test to judge their level of faith in the state. So as you consider, you know, are they unfurling the metaphorical measuring tape to see how deep these ideas have penetrated the mass subconscious, as it were? And if that's the case, what message does it send as to how fearful the state is about the, you know, the potential new age of enlightenment that we're seeing amongst groups of thinking young people?
Yeah, I like the way you put that, the new age of enlightenment, because, again, some of this is almost biological after a while. You know what's interesting, too, is that Washington State, where I'm from, Paul, is generally considered what you'd refer to as a blue state. And here they are, of course, giving your kids these fascist tests in order to, again, detect if there are any square pegs that need to get crammed into round holes.
Exactly. But even you know, throwing that out the window, it just shows that, and it's another example in a series whereby ideas and concepts that completely contradict those put forth by the organs of the state and the media that upholds it are percolating down into popular culture. I've noticed it really with rap music. I mean, take a look at rap music back in the 80s. It was an organic movement.
Yeah.
You listen to, like, NWA lyrics from a track in the 80s, and it sounds like Alex Jones without the cuss words.
Or Public Enemy, even.
Yeah. So the establishment took that and, you know, flooded it with money and greed,
yeah,
and now we've got this warped MTV version of it.
Look, the same thing happened with alternative music or punk rock music, even. In the beginning, it was very, very political, and then all of a sudden there was an influx of drugs, a lot of cheap, free drugs, and a lot of money was thrown around, and the status quo changed significantly.
Yeah, and they all started wearing swastikas and thinking they were anti-establishment.
You heard the Dead Kennedys song, Nazi Punks. I won't finish the sentence, but the lyrics are pretty correct. Go ahead. Exchanging one uniform for another is basically what it is.
But since 9/11, there's kind of this organic offshoot. It's obviously small and independent, but it's there, of rap music, which is increasingly focused on using the music and the lyrics to broadcast the kind of subjects that this radio station covers every day. People like, you know, Paris and others are leading that kind of movement. Eminem, as I mentioned before, in his Mosh song, talks about a 9/11 inside job, which is thanks in part, not wholly, to the fact that Eminem was given a certain documentary film produced by a certain documentary filmmaker and radio host.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw that, and that was part of his education, and then he started writing these political songs. So I see that as something we can actively do. We have to use their own tools and icons against them.
That's exactly right. We mentioned that in the first segment, and I've taken really extra measures to try to work with musicians and artists because they do have the capability and the soapbox to really get the word out. You know, one of the things you kind of reminded me of is Kanye West, who came out strong against President Bush, who has been, of course, linked to Farrakhan, and maybe that's a bit of a problem, but he has decidedly been anti-establishment recently and seems not to have suffered too much for it.
Right. Even though these people are sometimes linked with questionable individuals, obviously not all of them are under control. You can educate them.
Yeah.
There's some kind of thing in Britain whereby everybody is linked within seven people to the Prime Minister, for example. Not that we're going to educate the Prime Minister, but, you know, for example, you've got a friend of a friend who knows somebody who's in a prominent media position, whether they be a musician or an artist or political or whatever. So if you can use those channels to educate those people, they already have a soapbox, so you don't need to spend, you know, like I did, 3-4 years building your own soapbox, which is necessary for us to
do. It's the equivalent of instead of going door-to-door to sell your merchandise, going to a big company that has the retail outlets to really get your merchandise on the shelves and let it fly in huge quantities. You mentioned Tony Blair, and of course we're talking about music here just for a second. Did you see the recent mockumentary that was aired in the BBC, I think Channel 4, about Tony Blair's rock and roll career?
No, I missed that one.
Well, they did a bit of a mockumentary, and really what they seem to focus on is that he was kind of a man's man, though he was a rocker and a rock and roll, he was a singer and a front man, wanted to be a rock star, and the focus on the documentary was how he liked to chase girls, which seemed to me to be a bit of a beard, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because David Shaler, former MI5 agent, came out and said that he saw Tony Blair's file at MI5, and he was on MI5's payroll right from his university years, which completely contradicts this image that we're fed of Blair as this anti-establishment rocker who, you know, tried to infiltrate the system to change it.
Yeah.
And he's an admitted socialist as well. So from that point, I mean, Blair was under their control. So anything that tries to enhance this gimmicky image of him as some kind of anti-authoritarian rock god is obviously
He couldn't be more establishment and more on good terms with the one world government types. What do you make of Clinton coming out 2 weeks ago and saying he recommends Tony Blair for Secretary Generalship of the United Nations, even though Blair has openly contemplated joining the Carlyle Group?
Well, a lot of people, you know, slated Clinton for that place, that he was going to fulfill it, but that hasn't happened.
I mean, the emphasis has to be on Hillary Clinton winning the White House, and at that point, certainly, that would take him out for 4 to 8 years of the Secretary Generalship.
Tony Blair wants to be a federal Prime Minister of Europe. I mean, he stated that in his own writing, so he's hoping that the Euro federal superstate is in place for when he steps down, which is only going to be in a year or two at most. But they're way behind on that as well.
Way behind, yeah.
So
his credibility seems to be shot with the everyday Joe, the everyday people.
Well, they tried to reinforce faith in him. They created this story of a Fathers for Justice group, which campaigns for fathers' rights to access seeing their kids and so forth. And it was a plot cooked up in a pub, in a bar, which consisted of a few members of this organization joking, while completely inebriated, about kidnapping Tony Blair's son, Leo Blair. And it was a month later, the police saw fit to investigate it. And then it was on the front page of Rupert Murdoch's Sun newspaper, world exclusive, the plot to kidnap Blair's son, when it was actually a joke made in a bar, which the police didn't even investigate until a month afterwards. Yeah. So that's how much of a threat it was.
The equivalent of somebody coming up to me in an airport and saying, "Hi, Jack."
Yeah. So they tried to reinforce some faith in Blair because 15% of the country actively supports the British government. Only 60% of the country voted in the election, and only a third of those actually voted for Labour. So that shows you how little faith people have in government here and why they need to bolster it.
Well, I mean, no, I think the perfect example We're not, you know, even going to go into the EU Constitution, which was shot down by the people wanting a more nationalistic approach, a less consolidated approach to government. But certainly after the 7/7 bombings, everybody just assumed that all of this draconian legislation was going to go through and pass with ease, when the exact opposite did happen.
Well, yeah, they obviously weren't prepared for the backlash. They wanted to use 7/7 to ram the ID cards through. The Lords keep voting against it, so they're having trouble with that. They wanted to use it to control these Muslims who speak out against the government by castigating them. But people in London, which we went down immediately after the bombings, about 50% see right through it. So the British people have always been sceptical of the government, more so than in America. So it's harder to sell it in Britain.
Which is good. I think it's a sign of, at least, you know, that we're winning a few battles, and we, I guess I mean collectively, fighting against global tyranny. Let's go to the phones. We're on the line with Paul Joseph Watson. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Anything that's on your mind, we're welcome to entertain the thought. Tom in Florida, thank you for patiently holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, I did want to make a comment. It was concerning some of the things you were speaking about before Paul came on.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I took an airplane trip with my family. I did another one 4 years prior to this. Both times we were inspected very heavily. My 7-year-old son 4 years ago was a spread eagle. He had to take his shoes off, his belt off. Same thing happened again. And I'd like to make a comment.
He obviously wasn't a registered traveler.
Right.
Go ahead.
My observation is, again, it's just my little my own observation is, they are checking all Americans. I mean, obviously, none of us are terrorists. None of us have even done it. We all know what terrorists look like. They're Mideastern. I saw a middle-aged, overweight lady with a cane spread-eagled up in western New York. I was walking out of the airport. They were checking her. One of the agents was holding her cane, and they were checking her. And, you know, my only observation is they're getting ready for when we finally do wake up. They really aren't going to be able to tell the difference between who's a terrorist and who isn't.
That's an interesting.
There would literally be a little old lady with a shawl over her lap in a wheelchair who might be carrying something pertinent to the revolution, and this is what they're getting us all ready for.
Well, that's an interesting point. Of course, we've got our own domestic terrorism with Oklahoma City, and multiple stories of FBI infiltration with militias, making the case that militias hate America. Do you like that one, folks? You get in a militia because you hate America, and of course, that means they're working with Al-Qaeda. Paul, let's get your comments on Tom's initial points.
Yeah, the searches, both in the airports and now being introduced into trains in the UK and the US. You've got to pick apart the mentality of it. If you've got a suicide bomber who has a bomb in his rucksack and they ask him to stand there politely while they search his bag, they find a suspicious device, call the police over. If that terrorist, you know, has his wits about him and he wants to cause mass destruction, he's not going to stand there politely and allow his bag to be searched in the first place.
Good point.
So it's geared, it's aimed at innocent people to make everybody feel like they're a terrorist and, you know, to heighten the fact that they're under surveillance so they adapt to it by behaving properly.
Yeah, desensitization, certainly, conditioning, certainly. And now we've got the TSA. They've got this, it's an expanded voluntary version of CAPS to this registered traveler program, where now, in order to be part of this, VIP pass, backstage pass, and not be hassled as you go through the airport, you've got to turn over all your financial data, Paul?
Yeah, and it's part of the movement whereby that will all be collated under the national ID card and you'll have a color-coded security level, which will determine what facilities, what government programs you'll be able to partake in and whether you'll be able to travel or not based on your level of subservience to the state and how many boots you're prepared to lick. So that's where it's all heading.
Right. Tom in Florida, anything else?
Yeah, one more thing. I listened to a mainstream AM radio here in Fort Lauderdale, and I heard someone say the other day that apparently military executions were relegated to one military prison out west. I think it's Leavenworth. Might be wrong. Apparently, very quietly, within the last little while, they have changed that, and now apparently military executions can be conducted other places other than Leavenworth. That would bear some investigation.
Yeah.
That was on mainstream radio.
Going to need to be able to do them a little bit quicker as more people in the military begin their descent. You want to comment on that, Paul?
yeah. I mean, we've seen time and time again that the main voices of opposition to this movement are actually within the military, and they are scared that they may not be able to control that at some point in the future. So they need to keep that under a close watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you my opinion of who needs to be executed and shot for treason. Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Jim in New York, you're on the Alex Jones program.
Yes, good afternoon, Jack.
Good afternoon.
I want to make a comment about the fellow was called in early about educating people. He said about the Million Man March, whatever you want to call it. And my thoughts on it, just my opinion, and I've been following this stuff for 31 years, that one of the things is to attack, in my mind, my opinion, attack their credibility. And because I've gone from trying to ram it down people's throats, mm-hmm. and that doesn't work too well, to try to... Now, most people are good people, and they can't see things, how people could do the things that we're taught, you know, genocide.
Yeah.
And I understand that. As I look back, when I first...
Even though history certainly proves that that's not the case. Go ahead.
Correct. But I look back when I first was made aware. I have some books. I have an extensive library, you know, Proofs of the Conspiracy, Robinson, and, you know, all the books like that, Eustace Mullins and that I read. But Sutton, one of the first books I read, I got very angry, you know. Because it was against everything that I was taught, you know, in high school. And it took me a while to try to absorb some of this. But what I find is that, I'll make an example. If I'm talking to an African-American person, I was talking to a pathologist the other day who comes from Nigeria, a very educated man, yet certain things he could not buy. And what you mentioned a sale, I overcame his objections by simply stating that the Tuskegee situation, you know.
Yeah.
And that he stopped dead in his tracks, and I said, "Well, you know, you wouldn't do a thing like that." But now we know it's no.
Yeah. There's something for everybody, and if you can look for it, you'll find it. I'm going to hold you over, Jim, and also Tim in Ohio, John in Washington, Pat in Ohio. We're with Paul Joseph Watson. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Is one of my favorites. I have used that to debunk and to do info war with some of the most well-known skeptics out there in the world today. It's been very effective to me, and I know it will be for you. Of course, that's available at InfoWars.com. We were speaking with Jim in New York. Jim, you were making a few points. I wanted to give you a chance to finish up here.
Thank you. Just quickly, two things. What I saw recently, I was thinking of Jimmy Walters had taken an ad in a local paper here called the Long Island Press.
Yeah.
And I usually don't read the thing, and I went out. I live in Long Island. I picked it up, and it was a full-page ad there. And I said, "What a beautiful thing! I'll take this to whoever, rather than be confrontational and tell them how smart I am. Read this." And what it did was, with people that I gave it to, it opened their mind, put a question mark, made them start thinking. You know, and I think that's what, you know, many times is the start. To get people to question, you know, the lies that are being told to us, which you guys do every day.
You mentioned that earlier, attacking the credibility of these so-called trusted government
right.
officials.
Very important.
Yeah, Paul, you want to comment on that? I mean, it is like kind of like a sales seminar we're giving here. Here's how you set people free from the propaganda.
It is. You've got to gauge the type of person you're talking to, obviously, but in most cases, I've found that if you just go in and bombard them, like if you're talking about 9/11 and you just bombard them with, you know, the intricacies of NORAD intercept procedure, they're just going to switch off.
Yeah.
If you wrap it in a nice little package, because, I mean, we do need to get more sophisticated in the way we present it. And, you know, if you wrap it in a package, introduce it on their terms, you know, say, did you see Eminem's new video? You know, what's it about? Isn't it interesting? And then you hit the real issues, then it's more palatable, it's easier to swallow, and you do make people question things on their own ground, not by you just bombarding them with facts.
Right. Yeah, I call that the Socratean method. I mean, in a way, getting information from them that, for lack of a better expression, that you could use against them. I mean, I like that. I like acting like a complete idiot, pointing out a picture in Eric Hufschmidt's book, for example, and saying, well, what is this? Why is a woman standing in this burning hole? And then, of course, we're told that this fire brought down the building. That doesn't make any sense to me. Can you help me understand this?
Well, yeah. Alex talks about that sometimes, whereby people are insulted sometimes because they think that you're just trying to make
right.
out that you're smarter than them.
Yeah.
And it's a big ego thing. But if you play the fool, again, you have to gauge it on who you're talking to, but, you know, you have to have several different modes of attack in your arsenal.
Yeah.
So some can be utilized in that way.
Yeah, and it's definitely good to talk about. We have forum meetings down here in Texas, of course, my forum, and we meet and do this kind of brainstorming, and I think it's been very effective. Jim, good points. Thanks for the call. Tim in Ohio, you'll be our tail gunner for this hour. Thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Over the Christmas weekend, and sometime in January, they were having a James Bond marathon, and they all came out of Pinewood Studios over there in England, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was very interesting in the Goldfinger, because I've been a big Bond in the past, and I'm not using this as an example except to point out the symbolism that is in very prevalent in all of those movies, especially when it comes to black and white squares, which is the symbol of Freemason, isn't it correct?
Yeah.
There's when he's meeting with the Bank of England people in the middle of Goldfinger, they have this huge, huge pullout. And the floors are black and white squares.
I'm going to hold you over, Tim. That's the problem with a short segment, is we just can't get everybody's opinions in. But I like where you're going with this. Of course, Bond films could be seen as glorifying MI6. Some people might take it that way. It's cool to be a spy. All right, stay tuned, folks. This is the third hour coming up on the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. We'll see you in about 70 seconds.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.